Asia.
Inequality in South Korea. Degrees of disenchantment. Young people are losing faith in an elitist education system.
If you don't have the ability, then blame your parents, wrote Jung Yoo Ra on social media in 2014 after being accepted into a prestigious university. Her mother, it turns out, had gone to great lengths to secure a spot for her, inducing Ewha Women's University to alter its admissions policy in a manner tailor-made for Ms. Jung. Last month, the court ruled that the 9 people involved in this subterfuge had fundamentally shaken the values of fairness that prop up our society. Above all, the feelings of emptiness and betrayal they caused in hard-working students could not be excused. University was once seen as a source of social mobility in South Korea, but so important is the right degree to a student's prospects in life that rich families began spending heavily on coaching to improve their children's chances, leaving poorer families behind. By 2007, over 3/4 of students were receiving some form of private tuition, spawning a maxim about the 3 necessities to win a place at a good university: father's wealth, mother's information, child's stamina. A report by the Ministry of Education found that in 2016, households with monthly incomes of 7 million won, that's $6,230 or more, were spending 443,000 won a month on private education, 9 times as much as families bringing in 1 million won or less. Many South Koreans believe that the rich and influential do not just spend more on education, they also manipulate the system, as Ms. Jung's mother, a close friend of the previous president, did so spectacularly. According to the Pew Research Center, a think tank, only a 1/5 of those aged 18 to 33 believe that working hard brings success. An ever-growing dictionary of slang attests to the perception. People speak of using backing or connections to get jobs. When Ms. Jung refused to return to South Korea to face charges related to her university admission, the local press dubbed it a gold spoon escape. And 34% of young people say they feel isolation due to academic cliques at work.